This is Bob in Space, a Stargate Atlantis bandom featuring My Chemical Romance crossover fic, written by Ignipes and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG, and as a reader, I thought it followed very nicely as a sequel to An Inexplicable Occurrence of Tentacles, but I don't think Ignipes wrote it that way. Bob really hated it when aliens tried to eat his team. "Let's go over this one more time," Bob said. He felt twitchy and hypersensitive, like he was suddenly too aware of every sensation. But he wasn't going to let that stop him. He put his hands on his hips, and then quickly changed his mind and crossed his arms. Menacingly, he hoped. Instead, there were limits to how much he was willing to impersonate Mrs. Slavosky, his sixth-grade math teacher, however effective the tactic might be. "If we encounter an unexpected alien presence during a mission, what do we do?" "Report the contact immediately," Gerard offered sheepishly. "Stay calm," Frank said, "and don't shoot anyone until we know they're bad guys." Bob paced, ominously, he hoped, in front of his team, and absolutely did not think about whether he was strutting. "And?" he prompted. He added an eyebrow lift that would make Mrs. Slavosky proud. "Try not to get eaten, sacrificed, married, or..." Ray broke off, steadfastly avoiding Bob's eyes. "Or all three," he finished, with the serene confidence of being the lone team member who had, in fact, never been kidnapped and offered up as an hors d'oeuvre, ritual offering, or involuntary matrimonial participant. Until 2 months ago, Bob would have thought that worrying about all three at once was overkill. But now he knew better. No matter what the anthropologists said about appreciating alien cultures, he was so not down with the way the cheerful, hungry natives on P3X-772 celebrated the summer solstice. "And if that doesn't work," Mikey put in from his chair in the corner, "hide in a ditch until Lorne comes to rescue you again." They all turned nasty looks in his direction, but Mikey was too absorbed in his laptop to notice. Bob figured he was either designing a new doomsday weapon or playing Pac-Man, but it didn't really matter because there was no reason for Mikey to be at this meeting anyway. He wasn't even part of their team. Or any team. Mikey was only allowed to go off-world when somebody needed something blown up, like a weapon, or a building, or a solar system. "Hopefully we'll be able to avoid that on our next mission," Bob said. "If we get a next mission," Gerard said glumly. When Bob glared at him, he flushed and stammered, "I mean, just because we're grounded until, you know, until it goes away, all of the..." Gerard waved his hands helplessly. Frank giggled. "Fur," Gerard finished, then quickly added, "not that it doesn't look really great. I think tiger print is a good pattern for you. It suits your complexion." Bob tried to growl, but it came out sounding mostly like a hiss instead. "We're done here," he said. He stalked away and hoped to God his tail wasn't swishing behind him. He figured he could leave a lesson about what to do if the same aliens trying to eat you have turned your team leader into the Pegasus Galaxy's version of a Thundercat for another time. It was almost time for dinner anyway, and they were serving fish in the mess. The end.